Welcome to A Day of Prayer. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Together, let's engage in relationship with Christ through prayer, faith, and His Word.
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to Day of Prayer's Morning Bible Study. My name is Layla, and we're so happy to have you here with us. But before we get into the Word, we're going to take a moment and pray. Lord, we thank you for today, and we thank you for another wonderful opportunity to spend time in your Word, to get to know you better, Lord, to understand your heart and your motivation behind what you do, Lord. And we thank you for taking the time to spend with us, to cultivate us, Lord, so that we're pleasing in your sight and we're able to do everything you asked us to. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, good morning and welcome, everyone. So glad to have you with us as we get into the Word, studying the book of James together, and first and foremost, learning and growing, becoming more conformed to the image of Jesus Christ in our life and our walk. So welcome. And for all that are with us, we are continuing in James chapter 4, covering verses 1 through 6. So whether you're joining us for the first time or rejoining us, I want to encourage you to go ahead and pause the episode and just take a moment to read through that section of scripture, making it easier to follow along in the discussion. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
All right. And now the floor is open to give each of you the opportunity to share what Holy Spirit is speaking and ministering to you and ask any questions that you have. So who'd like to begin?
I would.
All right, honey.
Okay. So as we're talking and through, or actually reading through James, and we're discussing the Word, it's important that we keep at the forefront that this is a judge for who?
Me?
Me. This is for me to examine my own life and see whether or not I'm measuring up to the stature of the measure of the man, Christ Jesus, whether or not I'm measuring up to God's expectations in my life and for me. And if I'm growing in faith, and if I'm walking out what the Lord wants me to walk out. It's easy sometimes when you see a scripture to go, ooh, I should tell so-and-so that reminds me of them. No, you should tell you that. I should tell me that and make sure that I am not falling into judgment, or I'm not falling into temptation or failing in the things of God. So everything that he's writing is much, he's writing it to you. He's writing it to me. He's not writing it to, this is how you know the sinners that are walking around in the world. There is scripture that applies to those kind of things. But this is, how do you walk the Word out? And how are you lining up? How do you look compared to the Word of God? Which is why this is practical application found in the book of James. So as we're looking at this, this section of scripture that we just covered in verses 1 through 4 of chapter 4 of James, there's a underlying thing with it. There's a connotation of, are you hiding from God? And if you think back to when sin initially came into the world, what was the first response?
Adam and Eve hid.
After they attempted to sew fig leaves together.
That's right. They tried to cover themselves and provide for themselves, and then they hid from God. And that's exactly what you're seeing in this this section of scripture. The proud says, I need to hide from God. I need to do things on my own because God isn't trustworthy. God is terrible. He's fearful. He's or he's scary, you know, those kind of things. I should be afraid of him. And that they were afraid of the same God who created them. And they tried to manage things on their own and went away from him when they should have come to him, because he was no more terrible. And he's not terrible at all, but I mean, no more fearful or scary or intimidating before they sinned as after, because he didn't change, right?
Yes,
that, you brought that up in the last episode, that the beginning of James chapter 1 tells us there's no variation or shadow of turning in God. He is who he is.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
He was good then, he's good now, and he's going to continue to be good. Right. And then what did the Lord do for them in Genesis? Did he black their eyes? Did he punch them out? Did he step on them and get angry with them?
No.
No. He properly clothed them. Well, actually, he explained to them what they had just done in, to themselves, what they had just released into their own lives. And then he generously and lovingly clothed them and talked with them. And then he put them in a safe place, the best place for them and their current condition, which was outside of the garden, so that they didn't go back in and eat from the tree of life and remain forever in a sinful state.
Yes, mommy.
So he loved them. He just loved them. But it's the prideful and the sinner who is trying to trick God, who thinks they have to run from God and hide from him because he's going to see their sin and their flaw, and he might tell them no, that they should not remain in that state. Right?
Yes, mommy.
Or they're trying to do what they desire to have done rather than come and yield to what the Lord wants to have done. So that's a point of examination for us. The desires that you have that you're holding in your hands, are you afraid to talk to God about them? If so, why? Are your motives wrong? Are you afraid that he's going to tell you no? Or do you think God is angry with you? What is it? So before you make a request, you should clarify why you feel that way. What's going on with you? Right? I mean, there's been things that I haven't consciously been like, I'm not going to tell God about this, but I didn't bring it to him. And right. He said to me, you never asked. And I'm like, oh no, I thought we had worked on this. You know, Lord, I thought I was much better in this area. He's like, you didn't even ask. And so, okay, well, why did I take that route? Is it still because I'm trying to hold on to the world's ways of doing things? I'll do it on my own. And act like God isn't there,
the Lord just knows my heart, and he'll just allow this or consider it done. That box is checked.
No.
And that's not how the Lord works.
The acronym is what? Ask, because you need to ask. Ask, seek, and knock.
And knock. Exactly.
I love how God says things like, okay, if you missed it this way, here's the mystical way. It still spells out ask. You have to ask. Right? And God is not our last stop. He's not our afterthought. He's not what we do when we run out of other options. We've expended ourselves and we just finally drag over and say, well, maybe you can do something, Lord. He's our first stop, especially for those of us who love him. Not just those of us who have heard about him and you heard somebody say something sometime somewhere, but he's the first. And again, he said, if anybody lacks wisdom, if anyone lacks wisdom, and the unstated part is about anything, mm-hmm. if you lack wisdom on anything, let him ask of God. So go ahead, honey.
Well, so there's a couple things in there, right? Because we're talking about the love of God, first and foremost, right? Because God is love. But then also, the Lord, through James, has been speaking of how we're to demonstrate love and walk in love, right? So I don't know if anyone else has noticed this. It's throughout the entirety of the word, but we'll just look at this book for now, right? The book of James. And look at the language that's used. He says, if any of you, right? We're talking about the personal things, right? This mm-hmm. word applies to me, right? As you brought up, honey. Paul, or the Lord through Paul, wrote that to Timothy and Titus, right? Mm-hmm. Says the word applies, the word that the Lord gives me first applies to me, mm-hmm. right? He's like, it's not for everybody else. I don't preach it and then not apply it to myself, thus disqualifying myself. He says, no, it first applies to me so I don't end up disqualifying myself from the benefits of the Lord, right?
Mm-hmm.
So James, or the Lord through James, demonstrates the love by showing exactly what needs to be addressed. And there are times, as we just write, if any of you lacks wisdom, right? And then there are other times where he allows a covering or a place for people to hide, but he talks in a general sense, right? If someone, mm-hmm. or if we, right? Mm-hmm. Like those words are in there, but then he always gets down to points where it's looking at you. If you really fulfill the royal law, right? Or do you understand that it is faith working with the works, right? Mm-hmm. Do you see these things, right? Like, and there comes a point where it has to be personal to you, mm-hmm. which is all love, right? Which goes into even with the tongue, right? What comes out? Is it love, right? And right before we get to this section where some may say, well, the language shifts. The focus of what he's getting at shifts here because, especially when we get to verses, I believe it's 3, it might be 4, 4 through 6, some might say, well, James, or the Lord through James, is being harsh, and he mm-hmm. is calling out people. Where no, let's have a full understanding of this. It's still an extension of love. What did we just address at the end of chapter 3, right? Verses 13 through 18, right? He addresses love and how you can tell the difference between earthly wisdom, which is demonic, and heavenly wisdom. What does it produce? What is it producing in you, right? But then also with the love aspect, which one are you drawn toward? Which one are you operating from or under? Mm-hmm. Is it from the love of God or not? So then he now, as you could say, well, we also said this, right? Love does no harm to a neighbor. But also mm-hmm. he ended in verse 18 saying, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So how do the peacemakers function? They, through love, the love of God, bring what is needed in that moment. So again, yes, the Lord through James is now addressing me personally and you personally and individually, right? Each individual, he's addressing every single one, not allowing us to hide in a group, right? And be covered, right? Or attempt to cover ourselves or hide. He's saying, he's snatching the cover off and saying, are these things in you, right? Getting down to the core of it. You lust and don't have. You murder and covet and you obtain, right? The whole prideful thing. But what is the pride? And what is the Lord getting at through here? Let's not forget what he said in Job 41:34, right? Talking about Leviathan, which ultimately is getting at Satan, the adversary, the devil. Says he looks down on all the haughty. Excuse me, or he looks on everything that is high, and he is king over all the sons of pride. But wait, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So what he's getting at here is exactly like we see in the garden with Adam and woman. There's two kingdoms. The trees represented two kingdoms. As you pointed out there, honey, the tree of life, which represents the kingdom of heaven. And then there was the what?
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Tree of the knowledge of good.
The tree of the knowledge of evil.
Exactly. Which represents the adversary's kingdom. So he's saying for you, right? Examine your motives. Is this found in you? Because it lets you know for yourself, not for everyone else, but for yourself, which master you are serving. Which is why Jesus could say to the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, you're of your father, the devil. Because what had the Holy Spirit revealed to him while he was ministering, while he was having these conversations? Their heart. Which is why then he said in this, right, in James, verse 4, he's like, he calls exactly what it is. You're an adulterer or an adulteress. Well, why? Did they engage in the act of adultery?
Maybe, maybe not.
No, let's understand that at a greater level, right? Kind of like what the Lord said, right? He's like, no, if you even looked on this woman with lust, right, mm-hmm. then you've already committed it in your heart. It's not mm-hmm. about engaging in the action. We're told in 1 John 2, right, verses 15 through 17, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Mm-hmm. So we see right there, that's why he can say there were adulterers and adulterers. They were lusting after things of the world. And but it's for us to examine for ourselves.
Sure.
Right? But
and I would say it like this. How did the Lord refer to them as adulterers and adulteresses in the Old Testament? It was because they were denying the covenant that they had with
Absolutely.
God. And they were going after a foreign god, strange flesh, and the way that they were carrying themselves was contrary. So even in the context of you're denying the way that the Lord said you should come to him, which was mm-hmm. to ASK, ask, seek, knock, ask.
Exactly.
Again, and to believe him and use your faith, right, and have right motives and be producing the things of God, not the other. Or back to chapter 3, the righteousness of God, the fruit of righteousness being sown in peace by those who make peace. You're supposed to be coming that way by the door, not trying to find a back way in, because faith doesn't have a back door. It's one way, and it's God's way, right?
Exactly.
So for even that context, it's being an adulterer against the covenant of God that you come under, because he's not talking to unbelievers here. He's talking to believers.
Exactly. So, but it also, again, we have to examine ourselves in this, right? What are we being conformed to? Are we being conformed to the image of Jesus, who is the Christ, our Lord and Savior? Or, like it says in Romans 12:2, are we being conformed to the image of the world, right? We're told not to be conformed to the image of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. What did Jesus seek to do? Always.
The will of the Lord.
The Father's will for everything,
yeah.
Right? Not my will, but yours be done, right? It was a zealousness for, or a desire for the Lord's word and what he should even say and do, right?
Yes.
What's no different for us? So what the Lord is getting at in all of this is to examine ourselves mm-hmm. before him. And allow him to reveal those things. Who and which, and by who, I mean, which kingdom and what master are we serving? Mm-hmm. And no, there is no place to hide in this. Right? The whole point of why the Lord pointed us to this book is this is a practical book. There are tons of things that we can apply or practical application to mm-hmm. our life and our walk with the Lord to examine. It's not about exposing. It's about examining and them saying, Lord, these things aren't right with you. Mm-hmm. And I understand that. And help me.
So I can grow
and be conformed mm-hmm. to the image of Christ.
Amen. And be better in what I'm doing. And, you know, this may sound harsh or strange, but I don't care what anybody else is doing with the word of God. Are they applying it or not applying it? As much as I care if I'm applying it, because Amen. When I see my Heavenly Father, and I stand before the white judgment, the white throne judgment of yes. Christ Jesus, am I going to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I never knew you? I don't want the second one. I want the first one. I Amen. Want well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I cannot arrive at that location. I can't achieve that if I am making sure that Joe Schmo down the street is, you know, and I'm looking at the word to find out if they're failing God or not. I need to look at the word to find out if I'm being successful. And then if God wants me to minister to someone else, he'll lead me in that way.
Amen.
I don't need to take a bus and two trains to condemn somebody else. And I'm not doing what God asked me to do, because I will have a shame face before my Lord and Savior. Not just in the latter days or the end times, but even now, I don't want that. So my first priority is to make sure that I get the well done. And then managing my life according to the word of God. And then as God ministers to me, to continue in that obedience as he expands the circumference. There are some things that are immediately in my care, like for my children. Okay, I have an investment here because I have an obligation to the Lord. But even you all know. What do you know about your mama?
You're not going to hell for me.
You better believe it. The Lord will not speak to me like he spoke to Eli concerning my children. Mm-hmm. I will not suffer. My Lord will not be displeased with me because I'm not honoring him concerning my kids. I'm saying here he is, and I'm training you up in the way that you should go. But I'm looking at the word for myself first, because I don't want to miss him. because it's not going to be us as a family. It's not going to be me and my husband standing up there before the Lord. It's not going to be me and the group of my church members or my closest friends standing before that white throne judgment. No, it's just going to be me and him, me and my Savior. And that has to go well. I'm invested in that. But Amen. I'm also, as a part of that, invested in doing everything God asked me to do. So just keep this in your heart and make sure you put that at the forefront of your mind. This is about you and the Lord. Me for myself, you for yourself.
That's it. That's it. And the Lord is doing this, right? Mm-hmm. Saying, hey, come sit before me, right? Mm-hmm. And let's examine yourself before me, because it's his standard, not your standard or anyone else's standard. Right. It's his standard.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we should examine ourselves before the Lord and with the Lord.
Frequently, daily.
Right, exactly.
Not in condemnation, but just walking in love.
Well, this is done in love.
Yeah.
Right? Even in how he addresses it, right? It's firm, but it's fair, and it's loving, because he's been talking about, hey, I'm doing everything in love here. Mm-hmm. That is the Lord, doing everything in love, right?
And who he loves, he disciplines.
Exactly. So he's saying, examine yourself before me and with me, that is the Lord, so that we can be perfect before him, having no spot, wrinkle, or blemish.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Bringing everything under the blood of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We're going to pause there for today. And with that, can I get a volunteer to close us out in prayer, please?
I will.
All right, Layla.
Lord, we thank you for showing us where we are, Lord, by exposing those things that aren't reflecting your character, your nature, Lord, and giving us the tools to uproot it, Lord, to progress and move forward and grow. Lord, we thank you for our partners and listeners. We thank you for the blessings that you have lavishly poured out on each and every one of us, Lord, and the protection that you've given us, Lord. We ask that you'll continue to guide us and show us all things in the truth, Lord. And we thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
And amen. Well, we love you. God bless you. And have a wonderful day.
Want to know more about A Day of Prayer?
Sign up for our newsletter, where you'll get the latest updates on the ministry, inspiring messages, and coupon codes for the merch shop. Visit our website, adayofprayer.org.
Click on Connect in the menu bar and complete the form.
Be sure to check the box that says Subscribe.
Thank you for listening to A Day of Prayer. We trust the Lord that you are strengthened and encouraged in your relationship with Christ. Visit us on our website, adayofprayer.org, where you can check out our blog, find additional study resources, or shop the official A Day of Prayer store.
Remember, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So until next time, take care and God bless you.